It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Poet Barbara Crooker recently read at Lock Haven University. Our reviewer, Marjorie Maddox, is here with a review of Crooker's newest book.
The Pennsylvania Center for the Book hosts the Public Poetry Project. Every year they put poems on a poster that is then sent to locations throughout Pennsylvania. In 2004, I helped select the poem Ordinary Life by Barbara Crooker. You might have heard some of her poems read by Garrison Keillor on the Writer's Almanac. Since I read her poem in 2004, my respect for her work has only grown. Her poems on travel, art, and family present more wisdom, strength, and grace than I thought possible. How appropriate that her newest book is simply entitled More. In 41 poems, More captures hunger, desire, and satisfaction. At the end of one poem, she asks, "What more can a person hope for in this world of a thousand sorrows than a life that was made for song, than a body sometimes able to take wing?" Throughout the book, she explores the relationship between struggle, love, art, and hope. Often this entails yearning for, losing, or redefining what we want. In one poem, Crooker comically surmises, "What you want has high cholesterol, lots of sodium, and no fiber." In another poem, she simply craves more of what she already has. The hungry heart wants more, another 10 years with the man you love, one more book, one more story, as if we didn't know the ending already, as if this time we thought it could come out differently. Wanting more may be part of the human condition. However, Crooker reminds us that what we truly want, we may already have. Especially moving is Crooker's examination of her mother's failing health. She explains, "This is the year's dark dying, when my mother began to slip from sight as imperceptibly as the moon shifts phases, each day a little less light." And yet the poem does contain light through such bittersweet memories as sharing lemon tarts one cold Easter. Crooker expertly captures the role reversal of mother and daughter, the grief of losing a parent, and the promise, even in such cold times, that resurrection will follow. Ultimately, Crooker voices a resounding yes to this fractured yet beautiful life, as she described it, "All of us broken in some way or other, all of us dazzling in the brilliant, slanting light." In the book's last declaration of desire, the poet proclaims, "I want all this to last, and so do we."
That book is More by Barbara Crooker, published by C&R Press. Our reviewer, Marjorie Maddox, is a local poet and a regular contributor to Bookmark. Have you read any good books lately? Tell us at wpsu.org/bookmark. That's your bookmark for this week on WPSU. I'm Craig Johnson.